Well, it's exciting times ahead in racing in New Zealand. They're getting innovative in the harness racing world with something called The Race, and it's going to be on the 14th of April. Now, it's a slot race, and if you don't know what that is, we've got our boss from SEN over in Australia, Craig Hutchison, but we like to call him Hutchie. Hutchie, this is new for New Zealand, but it sounds pretty exciting. Can you explain to our listeners what a slot race in horse racing actually is?
Staffy, good afternoon to you, and yes, thrilled to confirm the announcement today that SENZ, our team, our audience, one of the 10 slot holders in the race at Cambridge on Easter Thursday, the 14th of April. So it's very cool. Basically, you buy a slot in the race, so in our, which is a $75,000 investment in the slot. That gives you the opportunity to have a representative in the race. So our audience will have, with us, will have a representative. We will give away some micro shares to our audience in the opportunity to win in the coming weeks, and we'll unveil those details in the next couple of weeks. And it's our job now to pick a horse. So 8833 is the text message. You can suggest the best pacer in New Zealand at the moment. I want to get your thoughts and opinions. We've got a few ideas in the back of our head, but we want Afternoons with Staffy to get the audience involved in this and tell us who you think would be the best pacer to represent our slot, because you can go and sit down, Staffy, with the owner or the trainer, and you cut a deal. So they represent you. First prize, I think, is a good chunk of change. It's a $900,000 race all up. But it's more than that. It's a lot of fun. There's 10 representatives. The other 9 have been announced in the last few minutes. We did this in Australia, Staffy, with the Phoenix Dog Race in December. It was a lot of fun, big crowd. We ended up giving 9 or 10 listeners a share of our potential winnings. We ran some events around it. We had a big event on the night. And I think, you know, we really want to get the SENZ community working with us on having a bit of fun and supporting a great industry. And well done to Harness Racing New Zealand, and well done to the club there in Cambridge. And, yeah, we'll have some fun doing it.
That sounds brilliant. So can you actually go around trainers and say, we'd like your horse to race in the race? So you can pick your horse if you're a slot holder, or is the field of 10 picked and then you go and negotiate with them? You can actually go to a trainer and say, we want you to represent us.
We can have any horse we like represent us in the race, and you just negotiate a deal with the owner trainer. So it's almost like you rent the horse for the night, I guess, or you share the revenue, or however you work the deal out. But I suspect that, you know, we're going to get some unbelievable runners in this race. It'll be hotly contested. It's a 3-year event. The Everest in Australia, many of the thoroughbred listeners would be familiar with, and the way it captivated the imagination in Sydney. That's the original slot race. That's got bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And Harness Racing New Zealand has such an unbelievable reputation in Australia as well as New Zealand. So for us, you know, our ability to get behind this across our Australian SEN track network and right through SENZ across New Zealand is a really good one. And we want to have some fun. Life's about having a bit of fun with the audience, and you've illustrated that with Afternoons with Staffy. So, you know, 8833, have you got some suggestions? I'd love to, you know, if you could rank them for me, Staffy, with your audience to give me a bit of guidance. We'll do our best.
Leave it to me. We've got a brilliant audience that will be very forthcoming with opinion, and I look forward to sharing that with you. We'll keep a little spreadsheet and forward it on to you. And like you've been involved, like SENZ, we've launched middle of last year, and you probably hadn't had a lot to do with the racing industry in New Zealand up till that stage. I tell you what, the innovation that we've seen from all codes in the racing industry in New Zealand, it seems to be on the right keel. And I think by you chucking some money in behind this sort of innovation, are you liking what you're seeing?
Well, I think all three industries are doing a tremendous job. And, you know, for us as a sports network, we want to be as involved in as many industries as we can in New Zealand. And these three particular industries obviously were the custodians of the licenses that we've been fortunate enough to start SENZ on and via the TAB. And so we wanted to absolutely get behind all codes. I think, you know, the work that Louis and Mick and Clayto and Tana and others have done, and Sam in more recent times on the mail run and the Good Oil on Saturdays, is hopefully symbolic of that and the fun of the industry. You know, Kiwi Chasing, our greyhound show, which will expand into SENZ in the coming weeks, and the great work being done there. And, yeah, I think the industries have done, you know, and NZTR led by Bernard have done a terrific job in building interest not only in New Zealand, but also over here in Australia. And I think harness racing has such a reputation in Australia. Like, if you see a Kiwi horse come over and race in Australia, it's instantly respected and feared as a potential winner, because it's the great pacers and trotters of New Zealand are world class. They're respected in Australia and Sweden and beyond. And the chance to sort of play a role in that together with our audience as one of the many things that we can do together is a great opportunity.
And just while I got you there, Hutchie, I just want to deviate a little bit away from the racing. It's been so cool over summer to bring the Ashes live on the SEN app. We've had Big Bash. We had an amazing Australian Open, and the crew over there at SEN who came on all our shows all during the Australian Open and took us on an amazing ride. And I can't quite believe that we're actually going to be playing Super Bowl on Monday, which is absolutely fantastic. This live sport component, when I first met you, you said you were very passionate about live sport. So what we've seen the last two or three months, is this a little bit of a portal into maybe some more live sport in the future?
It is. There'll be more and more live sport as we build and grow. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but we've been able to get some great global cricket. Obviously, the Wellington Phoenix have been a big part of the network. We've had plenty of additional cricket over the summer, the Australian Open tennis. The Super Bowl, why do you hear that as a radio product? I know you'll probably have your feet up a little bit because it falls fortuitously through your slot, Daffy. You won't hear Gerard Whateley call the Super Bowl. It's like nothing you've heard before. It's such a great cadence in the way it's called. You don't have to be an NFL fan to get involved in the way he scribes and broadcasts it to you. I reckon that'll be a lot of fun on Monday. And then there's some great additional live sport that we'll announce in the next 48 hours as well. So stand by for that, including in the women's sports space, which we're particularly passionate to continue to ramp up across SENZ. So, and then some additional programming around rugby, which will also be announced in the next couple of days. So, yeah, you're doing a great job, you and the whole team, and really exciting to be able to bring live sport and a little bit of fun, hopefully, along the way to New Zealand sports fans.
Brilliant, Hutchie. And on behalf of the crew here, I mean, quite often companies in New Zealand that are owned offshore in Australia, you felt like the poor cousin, but you guys just throw everything behind us, and we really do appreciate it, and I know the listeners appreciate it. And looking forward to Super Bowl, but this April 14, the slot race, getting listeners involved is just a wee treat. So I'll get the callers to text in on 8833 with which horse should we have represented. I'm excited already, and we're a couple of months away.
Yes, I guarantee you one thing. All of your audience will be more knowledgeable than me on what horse we should get. So we need the afternoons of Staffy community to chime in and let us know their thoughts. And just quick tip from you for the Super Bowl. Who are you tipping, Staffy?
Well, my cousin Matt Stafford's playing, so I sort of have to stick with him, don't I? Taught him all he knew, Hutchie.
His career's mimicked yours a bit too. He was very good at Detroit. He had a bump through no fault of his own, and he's come back the second run. Superstar. I reckon you've got plenty in common.
Mate, yeah, it's not by accident either. It's all in the genes. Hey, Hutchie, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat to our listeners in New Zealand. And thanks heaps for supporting New Zealand sport and bringing us as much live sport as you can, and I look forward to it growing. Cheers for joining us.
Always open to any other ideas and other sports we should get into on the 8833 text line. Thanks, Jackie.